One of the things I did when I came to Grace, and I came in July of 2013, and then in July of 2018, I became the director of Global Ministries, and that's why I'm wearing my Global Ministries shirt. This makes me official. The logo on my shirt makes it official. That's why you need to get Grace gear, so you can be official Grace Church members too. One of the things I shared about when I took that role, and I did a sermon series called Until the Whole World Hears, because I'm blessed in that I get to do two things. I love doing pastoral ministry, but I also love seeing, witnessing, sharing with God's global family, and really being able to see firsthand this mission that God is on that expands the planet. And I get to do both those things in these roles, and I got to share a little bit about that with that sermon series, Until the Whole World Hears. Our motto with the EC denomination, that's the denomination we're a part of, is to know Christ and to make him known. And so the logo that's on my shirt is a cross and a Bible, to know Christ and to make him known, and the GMC has a globe behind that logo because we want to do that all over the planet. And so our denomination, to be intentional about that, has a group called Global Ministries Community. That's what I am the director of. And so I get to represent missionaries in international churches to the EC Church USA and internationally, and I get to represent Tomoyuki and Jessica. So I've been on Zoom calls with them and talked to them from the time that they were church planting in Japan until coming to France, and also get to welcome them as the pastor of Grace EC Church. As I said, we took them on to support them when two other missionaries retired. And so one of the ways we do that is financially giving to them and supporting the ministry that they're doing in France. Another way is prayer for them. And so we look for ways to focus on our missionaries and pray for them and support them. We send out on our email newsletter every month, there's a prayer guide that helps you focus on praying for the global church in different ways. And so this morning, I'm glad that we get to have them come and be with us before they head back to France to hear firsthand exactly what's going on in France and how God is using them. So I want to invite them up and hand things over to them to share this morning about how God is using them in France. So there is, as everybody knows at Grace Church, there is no time limit at Grace Church. When you pass out because you're so hot, that's when we end things. It's over at that point.
Thank you, Ted. Good morning. I'm Tomo from Japan, and this is my wife, Jessica, from France. But first of all, thank you so much for your prayers and support. Without them, we couldn't do what we've been doing. And as Ted said, yes, he's been working alongside with us since we were in Japan, and then also like the process of moving to France. And we really appreciate his wisdom and also care for us. And also, it's so good to be here. Finally, we can see you all in person. We've been waiting for this time a long time. And like we'd like to share about our ministry, but before that, we would like to talk about, Jessica will share a little bit of our background, especially many people have asked us how we met, like Japanese guy and French lady, where and how. So, yeah, Jessica will share about it a little bit.
So, yes, I'm from France, and Tomo is from Japan, and we met in the middle in Colorado. It was either Siberia or Colorado. Colorado is better. And so we went to Bible school there for a year. And actually, what's interesting is that we both went there because growing up in Japan, growing up in France, we grew up in the church. And in those churches, American missionaries were involved on a regular basis. And we were just, independently, of course, very curious about what made them so joyful, about how alive their faith was, and we wanted to go to the United States to study the Bible. So that's how we ended up in Colorado. So the EC Church has been supporting us when we were church planting in Japan. Now the EC Church has been supporting Tomo's ministry to the Japanese in France, but really we're indebted beyond that to mission-minded American Christians, and so we're very thankful and it's very meaningful for us to be here with you. As you can see on our picture, we have two daughters. Alyssa is 9 and Talia is almost 6. We're counting down the days till her birthday.
And we prepared this quiz question, especially for kids, because sometimes we have children. But you all used to be kids, so you can all participate in it. The first question is, where is France? So I will ask you, and please don't look around, and just please look at me. Okay, who thinks A is France? B, C, D. The answer is C.
Who got it wrong? I wasn't looking.
And the next question is, where is Japan? Yes, you're too smart. We don't see the island of Japan here. But we see many Japanese people in Europe. And the largest group is in the UK. 64,000 Japanese people living there at least for 3 months. And in our country, France, we have 36 Japanese people there. So there are large groups of Japanese people in Europe. So that they're our focus, or our ministry.
And it's been said, and we've been able to see that some, that Japanese people are much more open to the gospel outside of Japan than in Japan. And there are many reasons to that. As we shared, we were church planting in Japan for 10 years, and we could see there were many obstacles for Japanese people to come to faith in Jesus, even to hear the gospel. Japanese people are usually very busy. They work long hours, and they don't have much time or energy left to go to church or to attend Bible studies. So busyness is one of the obstacles. And also the culture is an obstacle to the gospel. In Japan, people kind of mix what we would say as Westerners, religion and culture. For them, it's just the same thing. Being Japanese is going to the Shinto shrine on a regular basis, is praying at Buddhist temples on a regular basis, and they just don't see that as an option. It's part of their identity, it's part of what it means to be Japanese. And by contrast, Christianity is seen as foreign, so for them they don't just see it as an option that they can choose. So it's one of the reasons why Japanese people are pretty difficult to reach in Japan. But once they come out of Japan, they're out of those pressures, and usually they become pretty open to the gospel. The statistics say that the relative baptism rate among Japanese people is 7 times higher outside of Japan than in Japan.
And so I'm working with the mission organization called OMF. OMF stands for Overseas Missionary Fellowship. And the vision of OMF is to reach out to the Asian people group and also equip them to disciple other people from their country. So we have many OMF missionaries in Asia, but not only Asia. OMF also wants to reach the Asian expats groups across the world, so in the States, in Europe, in Africa, and in Australia. And I'm working with OMF specifically to reach the Japanese expats in France and in Europe. And I'm a part of the group of about 10 members. But so far, I'm the only one in France, only missionary in France. And we will talk about the three missions of the our group, OMF group in Europe.
The first of those three missions is to evangelize. As we shared, Japanese people are more open to the gospel, so here is an opportunity that they hear the good news. We've been able to do this in our city with a Japanese family that we met through our girls' school. And with COVID, actually, many Japanese people went back to Japan. We arrived in our city, Orleans, a year before the COVID crisis, and there were quite many exchange students in our city, but they all went back home. So we're hoping they'll be back this year. But we could meet a Japanese family through our girls' school. This is a fairly large school with quite many classes. But as it turned out, this family has two children. Their son was in Alyssa's class, and their daughter was in Talia's class. So the odds of this happening were quite small, so we were thrilled to see how God had prepared for us to meet this family. And we've already talked to them a few times. We've been to their place. They've come to our place. We've even been able to quite naturally share the gospel with them. And so we were really surprised that it happened, because we know from our experience that in Japan it can take very, very long time to reach that point in relationships where we're open enough to talk about our faith. But with them, it could happen in a pretty quickly. So this is our prayer request, is that we continue building strong friendships with them, and that they come to a saving knowledge of Jesus.
And so this is evangelism to Japanese people, and you see the picture of the manga called Manga Messiah. Manga is like the comics in the States, like a Spider-Man and Iron Man or Superman. So you see the drawing or picture, and then also you see the letters. So this is called Manga Messiah, and that's a gospel story with pictures. And manga is very popular in Japan, and so it's well accepted by young people, but also among adults too. And in Japan, we have a mission organization which is publishing this gospel in manga format. And so it's written in Japanese, but there are also English version, French, German, Arab, in so many languages. And we had this Japanese version, so we gave it to this Japanese family, because we really wanted them to know about the Jesus, the gospel, and they're happy to have it. So yeah, we are kind of again amazed at how open spiritually they are.
So the first mission is to evangelize, and the part of that is also sports ministry that Tomo has been able to start. Last summer, we watched the Tokyo Olympics on TV, and we asked our girls if they wanted to try any sports activity for the coming school year. So Alyssa picked fencing, and Talia picked judo, and they've been enjoying that for some months now. But we didn't know anything about those sports, especially about fencing, so we've been discovering the rules and also the club, and we found out the club in our city, the fencing club in our city, is actually quite good. They have international fencers that they send to the Olympics, and they also host a yearly tournament. They receive international teams, international fencers, for a big tournament. So it took place last November, and Tomo volunteered to help out with the organization, and he could help international fencers, like with languages, etc. And he in particular met the national fencing team of Japan.
Yeah, so when I saw fencers and those Japanese coaches, they're surprised to see a Japanese guy in France. But I could talk to them often, and also with one of the coaches, I had a really good conversation. I could share about my faith and also what I was doing in France. And we became friends, and we have kept in touch. So this tournament, yes, took place last November, but he was going to come back to France in January. So he told me where he was going to come back. That's not in our city. That's a town called city called Strasbourg, a four-hour train ride from our city. But I went there to see them, and so it's a still ongoing process. But yeah, I would like to keep building a good relationship with them, so that one day I'll be able to share the good news with them.
The second mission is to disciple Japanese Christians in Europe. As you could see on the map, Japanese expats are scattered throughout Western Europe, and Japanese Christians are even more scattered and isolated. Most Japanese people who come to Europe for business reasons, they'll stay about 3 years, but it's too short of a time for them to learn the language of the country they go to, especially if it's not English. It's too big of a gap and it takes too long, so they don't learn the language much, and they cannot go to local churches. And it's very important for them to continue worshiping, reading the Bible, fellowshipping in Japanese. Some Japanese Christians will drive up to 2 hours to attend a service in Japanese in Europe. So there is a huge need for them to be discipled, to be encouraged. And that's one of the other jobs of Tomo. He's been able to do that in the new way. With the COVID crisis, we've all had to change the way we relate to one another. And now much more things are happening online. And instead of having 3-5 Japanese Christians who gather in one place, now there are Bible studies online and anybody can join. So depending on, you know, the time zone, but some people usually join from all over Western Europe and also some people from Japan. So it's been an amazing tool to actually connect much further than the local group. And that's what Tomo has been using.
So this is a picture of online Bible study group with a group of Japanese in Germany. And on the right bottom, you see my German boss, Markus Neitzel. that's basically through COVID, I hold many, many Japanese people living in Europe.
And the third mission is to prepare Japanese Christians to go back to Japan. I've shared a little bit about the challenges of being a Christian in Japan, lots of pressures, etc. But Japanese Christians or Japanese people who became Christian in Europe and who have never experienced church in Japan face another challenge. It's that Japanese churches and Western churches are actually quite different. Japanese churches are much more traditional in general. They're much more formal. Even the way we speak to God or we speak about God is quite different. In Japanese language, there are several levels of politeness. There is a super polite level of politeness, polite, a little bit less polite, and casual. And Japanese people will use the most polite forms in the church. And so it kind of creates a distance between them and God, and also the way of relating to one another is not the same. The Japanese people don't feel free usually to share about their struggles or their faith. So for someone who has never experienced church in Japan, going back to Japan can be pretty challenging.
So yeah, you're looking at the picture from the retreat called Japanese Returnees Retreat. So this is designed for those who return to Japan after becoming Christian in Europe. And it took place last month, and we had participants from the UK and Germany and also Japan who have already gone back to Japan. And that's a place, actually, I could use our experience of church planting in Japan as a pastor, like I could tell like what the Japanese churches look like, and also what kind of differences are there between Europe and Japan. Also talking about the reverse culture shock. When we go abroad, like we expect to encounter culture shock because that's a foreign country. But after spending, I don't know, a year or a couple of years, then going back to Japan, we encounter reverse culture shock. So going back to homeland, so we don't expect this shock, but because our mindset was changed a lot. So going back to Japan, and then we see what used to be natural became unnatural, and then we get shocked. So this kind of thing, we talked about it to help them get ready to overcome some challenges.
We want to share a few more specific things we've been doing, and one of them is Tomo going to Strasbourg. So we found out you have Strasbourg in Pennsylvania, but this is Strasbourg in France. It's on the border with Germany. It's about 4 hours from our place in Orleans. Tomo has been going there because a group of Japanese Christians has been meeting. And with COVID, they went online, and the group kind of expanded, and they also saw the potential for reaching out to Japanese people.
So I go to Strasbourg to preach every other, So this group started a worship service in their city that takes place twice a month. And I've been helping them out by preaching. And also, when I go there, I hang out with non-Christian Japanese exchange students. And because, so you see the two boys at the right bottom. So they are non-Christians. But they are interested in Christianity because they are learning music in France. And like they are learning the songs written by Christian musicians like Bach, and so learning the context of Christian context is very important and interesting. And so it's been such a joy to hang out with them, just talking about something in general, life and manga, and also talking sharing the gospel.
In Japan, we kind of could tell that Japanese Christians tended to think that evangelization was the job of missionaries or pastors, but not necessarily their mission. But we're so thrilled that this group of Japanese Christians is starting to understand that they have a huge role to play in reaching out the Japanese people in their city. And so it's so exciting to see that from the beginning, this little group puts it, so to say, in its DNA to be on the mission and to reach out to non-Christians. So it's been pretty encouraging, and it's also part of discipling Japanese Christians in Europe because they're isolated, and they often think they cannot do much by themselves, but they need to realize that actually they are the church. They don't need a pastor, they don't need a church building, but they are the church, and they are the light of wherever God has placed them.
And also in Europe, we have a retreat called European Japanese Christian Retreat. So this picture was taken last year, and this is a yearly retreat and very important gathering for Japanese Christians living in Europe, because as Jessica has shared, there are Japanese churches in Europe, but each church is pretty small, like 10 people to 30 people. So they feel isolated or lonely, but once a year we can gather together. And so it's very encouraging to see many Japanese Christians. And this year we are planning to have it in Germany, and then about 150 people have registered. And I was invited to preach on the second day, and then also to mentor youth group. So that's another prayer request that I'll be able to help Japanese Christians being encouraged and also help them to become mission-minded. And actually this retreat will take place the day we arrive. I mean, we go back to France. So as we land in Paris from the airport, I will take the train to go to Germany for this retreat. And so another prayer request is that, I'll be jet-lagged. And so, during my preaching, especially when I say, let's pray, not to fall asleep and keep awake. So, I'm very excited about this retreat, and especially I will be able to see many young people, and so I'd like to encourage them.
This is a map of where we actually live in Orleans. In French, we say Orléans, and you might be wondering what the connection with New Orleans in Louisiana. New Orleans was named after the Duke of Orleans, so there is a connection between the two cities. It's about an hour to 2 hours south of Paris, depending on traffic. And so Tomoki's ministry is mainly reaching out to Japanese people in France. My ministry is mainly pastoring the Evangelical Free Church of Orleans, that you can see on the picture. It's a French-speaking church. About 80-85 people, but many of them come from other countries, many from French-speaking countries in Africa. And we have quite a variety of people age-wise too. And we've been developing ministry also for, we partly have in mind young people, because young people have kind of left the church with the COVID crisis and haven't always come back. So we really have a heart to minister to the young people in our churches, the young people in other churches, as we see that it's a need for other churches in our city. So with our worship group, we try to do skits or worship evenings. It's been also a way we've been kind of moving forward. We've also been using our connection with Japan, and that's 2 years ago, we had Japanese cooking classes where people of the church could bring their friends and learn how to make sushi and other Japanese dishes. The idea was actually to let these people cook for a Japanese party to which we wanted to invite our neighbors, the church's neighbors. Unfortunately, the party couldn't take place because we went into lockdown a week before. So we're still waiting for the good time where everybody feels safe to have this party and reach out to the community where we are. A few pictures of France. I have to show the cakes and the cheese. The cheese on the left side is a two-year-old cheese. It only gets better as it ages, although it may not sound very good, but it's actually it's full of flavors. Our daughters have been enjoying visiting some historical sites in Paris or other places like Mont Saint-Michel. Maybe you know it's an abbey that was built on a rock, and then when the tide comes up, it becomes an island. It's a pretty touristic place in France. This is our city. It has a sort of old downtown area. The house on the left is like those houses that date back to the Middle Ages. Of course, they've been renovated, but kind of stayed there as a sign that time has been passing. And on the right side, there is a statue of Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc is a hero in our city because she freed the city from British siege back in the Middle Ages. So there are statues of her pretty much all over the place. Our city is traditionally quite Catholic, especially relatively to the rest of France. So there is a very big cathedral. It's a bit like a smaller version of Notre Dame, but it's still very large. We've been enjoying So our church has been enjoying good relationships with other Protestant churches in our city, and as Protestants, also with the Catholic churches in our city. So it's quite, it's not always the case, but it's been very interesting in our city. And even our girls are in Catholic school, and they could play some music, sing songs, and play some music inside the cathedral. So it was pretty interesting too. And one last picture is to show you the specialty of our city. If you come to visit, we'll make sure you have some of this tarte tatin, which is an upside-down apple pie. Before we close, we wanted to share a thought with you from a text in the Gospel of Matthew related to what we've been presenting. Just a few verses, verses 23 to 26 from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to read it. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." And I think we can relate to this passage. In Japan, in Western Europe, in the United States, we are rich, and it is hard for someone to be saved. We know it when we try to share the gospel with our fellow citizen, when their hearts are captured by material things. It is hard to find a way to share the gospel. And this can be a pretty discouraging statement. But this is not how Jesus ended what he said.
So sometimes in Japan, in France, or in the States, we might feel it's impossible for Japanese, American, French believe in Jesus as their savior. And even when we arrived in France, I felt it was almost impossible to meet Japanese people there in France. I didn't know how to speak French, and now I know thanks to the French courses. So there was a great uncertainty, and also I was also setting the limit according to my standard and my perspective. The Lord has opened the doors and cleared the way little by little, and we didn't know. Through Alisa's fencing club, we are going to see Japanese national fencing team, and also when we didn't know, we are going to see the Japanese family through Alisa and Talia's school. So we didn't plan that, but God had already prepared all those things. Even when I was not sure what I was going to do, how I was going to see Japanese people. And so it's so, the life with Jesus is so exciting, because as he wants it, he makes impossible possible. And so as we think about the future, of course, we don't know about the future, but we are excited because of God's promise. He has prepared the way before us. And so we are excited about the future ministry, but we are also excited about you all. And God is making impossible possible, not because we are missionaries, well, not because of pastors, but because we are God's children. And so we are all God's children, and as we follow him and as we remain him, and he makes impossible possible. So sometimes when we reach our friends, coworkers, neighbors, we might feel, oh, that's impossible. This guy is so stubborn and difficult. But there's nothing impossible with God. And so I'd like to see how God will work in you and through you as we remain in him. And so thank you so much again for your prayers. And we are so grateful and great to be remembered. And but we would like to also pray for you and looking forward to seeing what he's going to do in you and through you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tomo and Jessica, for sharing. I do want to pray for them specifically before I let them sit down. And, you know, we don't have all the time in the world today to share everything, but it was, you know, imagine moving your family from Japan to France after you've been there for 10 years. All of Tomo's family is in Japan, and his father is actually the leader of the EC Church in Japan. And so moving all the way to France and wondering what is God going to do in and through us there was not easy to see. It was hard to see how God was going to do that. And so the story they shared, which I appreciate so much, of how God just works in our lives, with us being willing to take that first step of obedience. Of all the schools and all the towns and all of France, this Japanese family happens to have two children the same age as their two children in the same class. That doesn't just happen. God has a funny sense of humor sometimes. And so our inability to see what God's doing is he puts this family in this school, and their kids go, and now they're sitting on a couch talking, and they get to talk to them about Jesus, which after 10 years of ministry in Japan was not easy to do, trying to plant a church. And here they are sitting in a living room talking about Jesus. That's just how God works if we're willing to step out in obedience to him. And they were willing to do that, and you got to hear a little bit about what God's doing in and through them and just the scattered Christians across Europe and how Tomo is able to minister to them, the Christians in their own town and how Jessica's church is able to minister to them in Japanese in their area and the ways that God is doing that. We're a part of that. We're a part of that when we give towards what God's doing through them. We're a part of that when we talk to God and say, hey, God, can you be with Tomo and Jessica today? Can you be with Tomo as he goes and leaves the airport and goes to Germany to preach in Germany after spending a month in the United States? That's not easy to do, but you and I are a part of what God's doing in that country by being a part of Grace Church and supporting their ministry. So as we close, I just want to pray for them and what God's doing in and through them. If you guys can come up here and you can stand in front of me and stand down there so I don't look as short, especially since you're wearing heels, Jessica. So I want to pray for them and pray God's blessing upon them. And as I'm doing that, I ask you to just lift them up in prayer as well. So let's pray. God, thank you for this couple. Thank you for bringing them together in Colorado, Lord, and something only you could do. And then for uniting their hearts in marriage, Lord, and really just uniting them too in serving you for a while in Japan and now in France. And Lord, thank you for blessing them with two little girls, Lord, and just pray your blessing most especially upon their family with all the strains and challenges of missions work, all the strains and challenges of pastoral ministry in the E-Free Church in Japan, Lord. We pray for your protection upon them. God, guard their hearts, guard their family time, and God, just continue to help them minister to their little girls. God, we pray, too, for the ministry that you've given them, the team that Tomo and Jessica are at the church and really in France and beyond with the different ways in which you're using them, online ministry, Lord, just amazing things only you could do, Lord. Thank you for just showing them in different ways how you are confirming their call to France and bringing this Japanese family to them and getting involved in fencing and then meeting that coach, Lord, and just all the different opportunities that have availed themselves, Lord. That's something that you and only you can do. And so, Lord, now as Grace Church family, we pray your blessing upon them. Protect them, watch over them as they travel, be with them as they return home, and continue to use them in ways that continue to spread the gospel and continue to help them see your work and your movement in their lives and in their family. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.